Randy Babbitt avoids the hard questions at Oshkosh. Lopresti has a diesel SR20 in the works. And Rolls-Royce steps up to help young eagles. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, July 29th, 2011. We got a break from the weather for most of the day yesterday at AirVenture. Storms that pounded the Chicago area stayed south of Oshkosh until near the end of the air show. Then we get a brief but torrential downpour. Today is forecast to be sunny with a high in the 80s. Tomorrow's supposed to be beautiful. At 11:30 a.m. yesterday, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt kept his appointment for the annual Meet the Administrator session in the Honda Pavilion. Given the FAA's rocky current relationship with General Aviation on several issues, there were a surprising number of empty seats in the room. If you weren't there, frankly, you didn't miss much. Babbitt spoke on a variety of topics in prepared remarks, then sat down with EAA President Rod Hightower to answer a series of mainly softball questions. When asked about FAA priorities, Babbitt spoke first about the funding crisis in his agency caused by Congress's failure to pass a bill reauthorizing it, and said 4,000 FAA employees and 70,000 construction workers involved in federally funded airport improvement projects have been thrown out of work by the impasse. He called resolving that problem his agency's number one priority. On other issues, Babbitt said the development of an unleaded aviation fuel is proceeding but will take time, and added that the Environmental Protection Agency is allowing enough time for a smooth transition. Regarding NextGen, he predicted equipage costs will come down with volume sales and said that if you expect to replace your transponder between now and 2020, you will be able to buy one box that works both now and after the deadline. Babbitt also predicted that the light squared versus GPS interference fight will be resolved in favor of GPS, but he offered no specifics on how. Hightower ate up so much time with his scripted conversation that there was little time left for audience questions, and several minutes of that was monopolized by one audience member who came to read a written dissertation. When questioned about the Inhofe bill to create a pilot's bill of rights, Babbitt bypassed the larger issue of defendant rights for pilots wrongly accused of infractions by their FISDOs, and instead he focused on the arcane provisions governing the issuance of NOTAMs. He denied that there is any discussion within the FAA on replacing the third-class medical with a driver's license, as is done for sport pilot. On the topic of BAR, the Block Aircraft Registration Program, Babbitt predictably came down on the side of DOT, saying that U.S. airspace is a public system and that its use should be transparent. He added that there have been very few requests to be blocked, and generally they're granted. Other alphabet groups are going to court to stop the change, which would require a valid reason for blocking your personal aircraft from Flight Tracker, but the new policy is set to take effect on Tuesday. Babbitt's explanation of the absence of many FAA staffers due to the budget impasse was frustrating to some attendees at the event who had come at their own personal expense to attend FAA committee meetings that never happened. If you talk to individuals or representatives of small companies working on committees involved in topics like alternative fuels, certification, or training, they're fairly consistent in their criticism of meetings which only kick the can down the road to the next meeting, as one committee member told me, with no action between meetings by the FAA. Those who paid their way to AirVenture this year for yet another meeting in a series, only to find the FAA reps were no-shows, seemed hard-pressed to show sympathy for the poor government workers. In the private sector, the meetings would have ended by now. There was a runway excursion here yesterday morning involving an F-16 attached to the Alabama Air National Guard. Witnesses said the aircraft appeared to be traveling too fast on landing about 11 a.m. and just ran out of runway. The fighter wound up with its nose down in the soft mud left by rains at Whitman Regional Airport. The pilot appeared to be okay but was taken to a local hospital for observation. EAA spokesman Dick Nepinski says that's standard procedure. The accident will be investigated by the Department of Defense. Coming up, what if you could convert your Cirrus SR20 to turbo diesel power and end up with more speed than an SR22? Stay tuned. You're listening to Aero News. Eclipse Aerospace brought together the most innovative minds in aviation to create the Total Eclipse, an aircraft that truly delivers. It's fast, efficient, quiet, and comfortable. Most importantly, it's safe and reliable. With deliveries in typically less than 90 days, you can be enjoying all the benefits the Eclipse Jet has to offer in no time at all. Contact the Eclipse Aerospace sales team at 877-375-7978 or at sales@eclipse.aero. to schedule a demo in the Total Eclipse.
Flightline Systems introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System. Featuring a revolutionary glass panel display that mimics your analog gauges, Oracle provides intuitive access to all your critical engine data at a glance, and it's STC'd for primary operation. Oracle is also available for twin engine aircraft, featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors. New this year are versions for fixed wing, turbine, and rotary wing aircraft with a variety of display options. Oracle is the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
Aspen Avionics Evolution Synthetic Vision is the most versatile, flexible, affordable synthetic vision on the market. Advanced features include high-resolution terrain rendering, precision flight path marker symbology, predictive caution and warning messages for terrain and obstacles, and easy-to-see 3D traffic targets. User-configurable layouts allow you to put the information where you want, on the PFD, on the MFD, or both. Choose the Evolution layout that works best for you. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Lopresti Speed Merchants and Delta Hawk Diesel Engines chose Oshkosh to release a rendering of the cowling that will be on the SR-20 Shark. The cowling has an air intake that provides unseparated flow, directed flow, and thermal coupling on demand to keep the engine in optimal temperature with the least drag possible. This STC modification to the Cirrus SR-20 will include the Delta Hawk 180 horsepower turbo-normalized supercharged engine. Delta Hawk predicts certification of the engine by January 2012, and Lopresti expects the final STC 90 days later. Lopresti CEO R.J. Siegel says the narrow profile of the engine allowed him to cut 30% of the drag around the cowling compared to the current SR-20. Siegel adds they expect to improve speed, range, and useful load to surpass that of the SR-22. Lopresti says the complete STC kit will be under $100,000, including engine, new prop, cowling, and conversion of the fuel system. Jeppesen has its mobile flight deck application, a new aviation navigation solution for the iPad, now available on the App Store. Jeppesen brought it to Oshkosh and says it features data-driven and interactive digital en route navigation information and worldwide geo-reference terminal charts designed for use on the ground and in the cockpit. Jeppesen says mobile flight deck includes your aircraft's position and route overlay, as well as the ability to view a complete library of terminal charts, airport diagrams, and Jeppesen Airway Manual text information. For the first time, Jeppesen's Airway Manual service is available in fully electronic format. In addition to paper elimination, the app is designed to enhance safety margins, reduce pilot workload, and improve operational efficiency for pilots and operations staff. Lycoming's Mike Kraft said at AirVenture that the company is seeing increased orders from OEMs and a measurable upturn in general aviation. Kraft also says that Lycoming now has over 100 authorized service centers in the U.S., Canada, and Pacific Rim countries. He says the company's current focus is on the four-cylinder engines, especially the new O233 LSA, with several aircraft featuring the engine on display at the Lycoming exhibit at AirVenture. The O233 LSA features reduced weight, dual CDI ignition, roller tappets, and either carburation or fuel injection as standard features. Lycoming reports its IE2 engine program is still progressing. An IE2 engine powers the recently revealed Northrop Grumman Firebird surveillance aircraft, and Technem has announced plans to use the IE2 once it's certified. The FAA's National Kit Evaluation Team recently concluded its evaluation of the Kitfox Series 7 Supersport aircraft. In a letter dated July 21st, Terry Allen, manager of the FAA Production and Airworthiness Division, says the team has determined that the kit will, quote, allow an amateur builder to meet the major portion requirement, unquote. The FAA Production and Airworthiness Division will have the Kitfox kit added to the list of amateur-built aircraft kits on the FAA website. Kitfox aircraft uses CNC routers, and the standard airframe kit and control system parts are supplied to builders completely welded, with all the hardware and covering system needed to complete the airframe. The Series 7 can be powered with a wide choice of engines, ranging from the Rotax 900 series through the Continental O200 or IO240, Lycoming O235 or 233, Jabiru 3300, Rotec R2800 radial, and a variety of auto conversions. Still ahead, Rolls-Royce funds six more Young Eagles scholarships. From Oshkosh, I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
The DFC-90 all-digital attitude-based autopilot delivers significant performance and safety improvements over previous generation systems. Its innovative flight envelope protection guards against autopilot-induced stalls, and the straight and level mode provides one-button recovery from unusual attitudes for an added measure of safety. Immensely popular within the Cirrus community, the DFC-90 is now being made available for a growing list of aircraft including Piper Matrix and Mirage, Cessna 182s, and Beech Bonanzas and Barons. Fly with confidence. Fly with DFC-90.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, July 29th. I'm Paul Plack. 2011 marks the fourth consecutive year that Women in Aviation International has worked with EAA on a series of events called Women Venture. Dr. Peggy Chabrian, WAI President, dedicated this year's events to a celebration of the centennial of Harriet Quimby, the first American woman to earn her pilot certificate in 1911. Last night, Dr. Chabrian moderated a special Women in Aviation presentation at Theater in the Woods, including reenactments of Harriet Quimby and appearances from a number of accomplished women aviators. International activities of women in aviation were highlighted with introductions of young women pilots from China and Ghana, where WAI members are supporting an innovative program called Medicine on the Move. Plans were also announced for a Bring Your Daughter to the Conference Day at WAI's 2012 International Conference. EAA's Rod Hightower announced he's bringing two of his daughters to that event. WAI's event will be held in Dallas, March 8th through the 10th. At the annual Young Eagles Awards dinner at AirVenture on Wednesday night, Rolls-Royce pledged financial support for the 2011 EAA Young Eagles Scholarship Program. Scholarships funded by Rolls-Royce will be awarded to six students who have completed the majority of EAA's online ground school class. Winners will attend an FAA-qualified flight school. One student will receive a voucher toward flight training completion to earn a private pilot certificate. Scholarship winners are chosen by an EAA scholarship committee. EAA says the Young Eagles program has allowed more than 1.5 million teenagers to experience flight, and Rolls-Royce is proud to help continue this tradition. And finally today, an observation. Randy Babbitt's carefully handled appearance at AirVenture made me think back to our last FAA administrator. Marion Blakey was at odds with General Aviation on many issues during her term, but she has my grudging respect for her appearances at Oshkosh. Tom Poberesny didn't shield her from the tough questions when she was on stage, left enough time for the crowd to actually ask questions, and she answered them fearlessly. Then again, there was no visible security around Brandy Babbitt's session yesterday. When Marion came to Oshkosh as administrator, the pavilion was guarded by big guys with suits and dark glasses talking into their wrists. Maybe she found it easier to be brave. That's the latest from Aero News. We don't produce Aerocasts over the weekend, but we'll have a final wrap-up on AirVenture on Monday for you. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.